He really liked him ever since, and that's Brian Dunkelman. And he's also making an appearance, is he not?
Brian Dunkelman?
Yeah.
Is he in tonight's episode?
I think
that's what the bio said.
Yeah. Allegedly. We might have it wrong. Well, you shot the thing, so you
know. Yeah, you would know.
Maybe he's on an upcoming show.
Maybe he is in tonight's show.
Do you know who he is?
Guest stars Jensen Brian Dunkelman.
Yeah, he used to be the other host on American Idol with...
Yeah. I'm trying to think if he's actually in tonight's show.
Oh, maybe I know guesting somewhere about. In the season, maybe.
Yeah, maybe,
then.
Maybe the bio's off. Maybe it's coming up.
No, I know who you're talking about, but I'm just trying to think.
Well, how many of these... have you shot the whole season, or no?
No, but we're on episode 8.
You're in 8. Well, it seems like you'd have run into him by now.
You know what? He is in tonight's show. We did... Here's the thing. This is why I'm confused. Because we did 1, 2, and 3 simultaneously in shooting the season because we wanted to make sure that we were ahead of schedule.
Must be more of a cameo than a guest star.
but we shot all of the episodes at once. So one day we'd be shooting something from episode 3.
Yeah,
one day
it's a blur.
Shooting something from 2 and 1. One day we'd be shooting something from our first thing. So they've all kind of run together for me.
Yeah.
He actually is in... Episode 2, which is awesome.
We run into this all the time because you guys do shoot, you know, so many shows at one time, and whereas we think it's happening in real time, of course it isn't.
That show.
Did you watch it, Mark? Didn't you?
Oh, I watched the crap out of that show.
Yeah, you had some guilty pleasures on your list.
Well, I mean, it was around that time with Melrose Place too. So
oh yeah.
Fox had that line of trash, you know, songs like that.
Yeah.
That whole thing, that whole genre of things like 90210, Melrose, Party of Five, all that.
You know, Five
so
was a little
then.
Heavier.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't so
funny.
It wasn't so ridiculous. Yeah, the heavy part usually was what was funny. In fact,
there were hot chicks on it.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to remember who that brunette. On God, that one girl was really hot.
Nev Campbell was on it.
Yeah, I remember that.
There was JLH, but Bailey
but there was another girl.
Every week, it was always smoking.
Yeah.
I think who that
Which
brunette
is
was.
Totally unbelievable.
You're probably thinking of Nev Campbell, Mike.
No, because I remember Nev Campbell. Maybe I am. Maybe I am. I'm not going to fight it. You're probably
Lost
right.
Jack from Lost on there, too.
Who?
Jack from Lost.
Yeah, it was Charlie.
Oh, yeah, of course. Duh. He ran the show.
Dunkelman is 100% on this show tonight.
Okay. Yeah, it is amazing how often that happens. I bet you, too. I wonder if she wasn't a huge Idol watcher the first year and she didn't really know who this dude was.
Oh, I doubt it.
She's admitted in interviews that she loves Idol.
I think she was in the audience one night.
Yeah,
is that possible?
Yeah. She just
Isn't Dunkelman German for something?
You know,
Ryan, Dunkelman is actually a German word meaning, and we're live. That's your cue, everybody.
Boy, I got to tell you, I think he helped himself off that show.
You know what kills
Lines
me
like that.
About all those Dunkelman drops we have is he's trying so hard to deliver them and really sound like he means it.
Yeah.
But we found out later that behind the scenes he was horrified by the writing and he was trying to hire his own writers to fix it and they were too cheap to hire better writers.
Yeah, that stupid lines like that were not ad-libbed. He was going right off the cue cards.
But if he had sounded maybe a little less enthusiastic about some of the stupidity he had to read.
Kicking us off, singing Before Your Love, it's Justin Guarini.
Here we go!
Yeah.
No!
But you still got Seacrest and people jumping right in there with just as much enthusiasm.
Well, Dunkelman sounds kind of like the old style enthusiasm. But Seacrest, it's funny, on that first year, he was clearly the second banana, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Because Dunkelman was really the main dude.
Absolutely, he was second
with
fiddle.
With Before Your Love, please welcome Kelly Clarkson. Singing a moment like this, here's Justin Guarini.
Here's Justin Guarini.
It's almost pathetic how desperate Seacrest is, like, just to get something in on these lines. Just hear him go, woo!
Yeah. Let's make some noise, people. We're going back to the 60s.
That's my favorite part.
Let's keep things moving with the song that got Kelly into the final 10. Singing Aretha Franklin's Respect, here's Kelly Clarkson.
That was his most intense moment in the history of American Idol.
Yeah.
And we're live. That's your cue, everybody.
Well, that's close. That's a close second.
Let's make some noise, people. We're going back to the 60s.
I still love that.
Here's Kelly Clarkson. Oh, I know it. They just tighten their jaw. The way they just crank their jaw.
Let's keep things moving with the song that got Kelly into the final 10. Singing Aretha Franklin's Respect, here's Kelly Clarkson.
And by the way,
K's are...
what has happened to Justin Guarini? He's fallen off the map
which
completely.
Is great.
I know.
That's hilarious.
I'm very happy about that.
Stan, that guy.
Well,
that stupid hair.
Who could